Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, lots of people are concerned about different things, about all their bills, their electricity, their gas, all the other bills that they have. And of course, a lot of people are down to a €350 payment, or indeed up to €410 and 70% of their salary from their employer. So, we all know it's a struggle for everybody, but the most important bill that you have, of course, is your rent and your mortgage and somewhere to live, apart from heating yourself and providing electricity in it. But they're the important ones. Now, last week, of course, Pascal Dunhu was quick out of the starting blocks to tell us all that he had spent hours and hours with all the different banks together in one big room, and they'd all come to an agreement of a three-month mortgage holiday. But it doesn't seem to be working out like that for everybody. Now, last week, we spoke to David Hall, who is the CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Associate Organisation. And, of course, he wasn't too pleased with Pascal's announcement, and didn't basically fill in all the gaps. David, is there any update on that? We're happy to have you again. Sorry, we kind of rushed you off the air. I felt really bad actually when you were on last week, David, because we were trying to fit so much in the one particular show, because so much was happening, and I felt I kind of rushed you off the air. So maybe we have a bit more time to talk to you now. But is there any updates on what's happening?
I'm not that sensitive, like yourself. No, I think. So things have improved in the sense that the banks are slowly getting their act together. There's no doubt in the wider world, as we said before, there was very much a premature announcement made by Minister Donoghue with the five CEOs of the banks. None of their banks had their act together, and some have gotten it together much faster. Also, a number of them made fundamental changes, positive changes, where they made complete and utter boo-boos in how they were going to assess this, and they jumped the gun in it being too complex and being too prescriptive. And I know there's a number of comments previously in a show about people say they have an EBS. So they removed this bizarre question of having 2 months mortgage in your account. So there are a couple of variants of different banks where they've now gone and changed those. It's the numbers involved and the numbers engaging are absolutely enormous now. So I would say to people, the first thing, don't be panicking in circumstances where you can't get through to your bank. Each of them have reasonable websites that are there at the moment. I will just say a side note in relation to the Vulture Funds. Vulture Funds, unfortunately, being sort of cowards that they are, don't have a physical presence or a voice here. They're represented by Brian Hayes, who also represents the banks through the Banking Payments Federation, but they're less likely to publicly engage and clarify matters. And there's still some confusion over what the Vulture Funds would provide. But I think in your introduction, you know, it is an important bill. People are anxious. People are at home. Mm-hmm. Their number one priority is health. But also, this will get resolved, just to say to people, we did do this 10 years ago after the recession. Many people who could be helped were helped and restructured. But the answer to your question...
But I know Judge Elizabeth Dunn, of course, made a ruling during the last recession that nobody could be booted out of their home. You know, I suppose typically at the time in the UK more so, we were looking at people being booted out of their home after 2 months arrears, whereas Elizabeth Dunn had kind of put a hold on it for 2 years that people couldn't be booted out of their homes.
And look, we're stuck in a very difficult situation now because, and bizarrely enough, Niall, and that was a client of mine, Elizabeth Dunn's judgment with Stark Mortgages, and Gunn was actually the client where there was a bizarre ruling. But the point is, that doesn't actually help people. And that was my client where we got that judgment with a number of barristers who were helping through New Beginning at the time. And it was an exceptionally clever academic piece of work. But actually, what did it do? Only stall the inevitable. So we need to be very clear in this. And this, a number of people asking questions about the mortgages and about renting is the same issue. All those things do psychologically. And people I've seen on Facebook and I've seen commenting in the last year with people who are in arrears saying, oh, I got an adjournment. During an adjournment, the clock keeps ticking.
Ticking, of course, yeah.
And that's very, very important. The same, we're going to get to this in relation to the moratorium. The clock keeps ticking. So yes, there's a bit of breathing space and people need to try and rise above the breathing space to make sure that they protect themselves long term. And if they can make payments, they should make payments because they're only worsening their own situation, where someone might get an adjournment and think they've had a success or a mild success. They haven't. Not only did you get an adjournment, you're paying for the damn adjournment because the legal fees involved in those adjournments are being put onto your bill. So,
well, and also the interest is also being put onto your bill, you know, if you're getting a recapitalisation or whatever. Yeah. Well, but let's look at a couple of the questions. And I know you deal with both renters and mortgage. So some of the questions that we've had come in, right? My landlord has told me that he can't afford me for me not to pay the rent and has offered to let me pay 50% of the 1,400 a month. I'll be honest, on the COVID payments, the 800 will be a struggle for 3 months. And I was told I must pay back the other 800 a month over a 6 month period. Obviously, the person has a deal in relation to their mortgage. Maybe. And this will then add 200 a month to my rent when I do get back to work, hopefully within the next 3 months. Do I have to accept his terms?
So this is a major flaw in Minister Dunhu's announcement in relation to dealing with renters. There could have been a system done where, if I was that lady's landlord, that she would be able to contact, say, the Residential Tenancy Board and find out, was I availing of a moratorium? If I'm availing of a moratorium, I'm not making any payments. Therefore, there's no payments on that. Some landlords, to be fair, also don't have any mortgages. And therefore, they are living off the income from the rent. So
yeah, that's their job, essentially.
That's their job. This is their job. There was a major deficit in what Minister Dunhu did here. I know that Owen O'Brien, whom I've spoken to, Michael Fitzmaurice and Michael McGrath, are all trying desperately to have something put in place. Because, as the lady mentioned, the issue arises going forward is that this money becomes owing. So after 3 months, an amount of money is paid, an amount of money...
Yeah, you might only have a one-year lease. Unlike a mortgage, which is 25 or 30 years, you might only have a one-year lease on the rent. So that landlord wants to recoup his money.
And then what happens when you go looking for a reference in circumstances where you want to move on to somebody else?
So what advice would you give to that person? Do they have to accept the terms?
I think they need to pay what they can afford to pay. And then there's the legislation has been introduced now to stop evictions, to extend the period of time for notices from 28 to 90 days to give some time. But again, the underlying issue here, Niall, is no matter what you advise someone to do, the bottom line is, the money is still going to be outstanding and owing, and there's been an abject failure to deal with this from a rental perspective. So there's an honesty required for everybody here to pay what they can afford to do to minimise the impact for them going forward. There's a lapse between the renter and a lapse between the landlord. The Residential Tenancy Board was that should have been that interface where I could have checked whether my landlord had availed of a moratorium and then had it passed on to me. So sadly, There's a
so for that person, unfortunately, they have to accept the terms within reason. In other words, whatever they can afford to pay. But after the 3 months is up, they basically are due to pay back that money. The landlord is entitled to claim his money back.
Yeah, and that's where the issue is. Yeah. It's very important to make sure they have a lease in place and check the threshold in circumstances where they have a lease. Not everybody has a lease. Sometimes leases are going to lapse now. Leases are going to fall up for review. So there can't be any upward rent reviews.
Yeah, I suppose if your lease is due to lapse in 2 or 3 months, well, you're not really in a good position, are you?
No, you're not. No. And also, in an emergency, you've got to remember, we are in an emergency. So in an emergency, certain things will take priority, which are happening at the moment with the government and happening with the public. These things will effectively work themselves out. There's absolutely no perfection here. But I think in the absence of evictions, that really puts a barrier here to stop the landlord.
Yeah, there's no movement in the market at the moment. Very few people are buying houses or renting houses at the moment.
I tell you, another answer to that question, by the way, which many people have given me in the last few weeks, is my rent isn't worth that anymore. The market's changed radically. Never be the same again. Rents are going to come down.
But David, do you think, let's say, for example, just for argument's sake, in theory, in 3 months' time or 2.5 months' time, this we all go back to normal, let's say in theory, right?
Normal will never be normal again.
Well, but to some level of normality.
Yes, normality, right? Okay. Yeah.
Do you think this is going to affect the property market, i.e. the value of homes and the value of rent? Is it going to...
Completely.
Yeah. Will it be like 2009? Are we going to see property prices drop by about, 40 or 50% and rental prices drop by 40 or 50%?
I think you'd have to suspect. We don't know. We don't know how long this is going to go on. And I think that's crucial because the government supports for the payment subsidies are helpful. They're a bit awkward and a bit difficult.
It's kind of a bit different to the last recession in that respect, of course. Yeah.
The system's been propped up to prevent exactly that happening. Will there be an impact? I personally believe there will be an impact. What will it be? I don't know. And I honestly couldn't be definitive about it because logic dictates that many of the involved groups like the pubs and publicans, some will never open again. So there will most certainly be a significant number of people left behind in this. The longer it goes on, the worse it becomes. But again, look at this bizarre situation on DAFT at the moment, or on myhome.ie, the number of properties and premises that are available. A number of very peculiar things have happened during this crisis that will raise serious questions afterwards in relation to properties and availability of properties now.
Okay, well, let's get on to our questions here again, okay? I have been reduced to a two-day week in my job. I've contacted my mortgage company and they said they will be sending me a statement of means which delays things incurring another payment. They said, based on my current circumstances, I could pay interest only and recapitalise, yet the minister seemed adamant that this was a mortgage break. I really can't afford anything at all because I've only enough for my other bills as long as this lasts.
So two answers to that question. Number one, the minister's announcement that a mortgage break, a mortgage freeze and a mortgage holiday are all rubbish. They're all crappy words used to...
Sound bites.
Ultimately, what happens is you're paying for this. There's no freebie here. There's no such thing as a free lunch when a bank is concerned. The interest will be added on to payments. Your payments will be higher and the...
Okay, but what about the statement of means? So he says basically while this stall is happening of a statement of means and that he's been asked to pay interest only, that he's incurring another payment.
Yeah, and some people who've been in arrears previously are being asked. So two categories of people who call the bank at the moment is those who can demonstrate clearly on the phone that they've lost their job as a direct result of COVID-19 or in a sector that's been adversely affected. There's an improved system now for giving a three-month moratorium over the phone. Those who have already had a break, already had a moratorium or already been in arrears, there's a different system which this could be involving. For anyone like that, and I'm going to give out my own email address again, which is david@mortgageholders.ie. That's my own personal email address because myself and my colleagues are still working from the office and from home dealing with this stuff. So we can definitely take an authority from that person and deal with the lender on their behalf. The minister failed in not having the central bank engage to drop the rules. So just to explain, Niall, if you're in 90 days arrears above, the central bank requires a bank under regulation to complete a financial statement. Those rules should have been dispensed with during this period.
But they still apply.
They still can be dispensed with, but they haven't been. Now, one thing the central bank did announce yesterday, which is useful, for those availing of the three-month moratorium, their credit rating will not be affected.
Right, okay. But if we go over that three-month period, it gets complicated, doesn't it?
Well, it gets exceptionally dangerous because we have legislation and rules that apply that a bank must deem you a
over
non-performing
90 days.
Loan. They must have capital set aside to match your loan. And then you must go into the non-performing category, have your credit rating affected, fill out a financial statement. So there's going to be some work required if this goes on any longer to have those rules.
But it is, and you know as well as I do, this is
going
to be. It's going to be.
And it should have been dispensed with. That's a very important being asked.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Pascal O'Donoghue, last week was very different to this week. And we all know the way the weeks, every day is changing, the goalposts are moving every day. I think it's, from what I heard yesterday from an immunologist who was talking about vaccines, et cetera, you know, life is not going to go back to normal after 3 months.
No,
right?
It's an impossible.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So it'll be a slow lifting of measures, right? It's not going to be, Leo's not going to come on the telly in 2 weeks and say, listen, everything, like, gang, we're all back to normal again. I'll start shooting from the hip again. That's not going to happen. We will slowly start lifting restrictions, right? So that's going to take time. Okay, here's another question. I've taken a 20% pay cut to help my boss during this tough time. But my mortgage company won't give me a reduction based on the figures I've given them. Is there anything I can do?
Again, a bank operates very simply, Niall, and a lot of people are in that person's category who make the assumption that because COVID-19 is here, I'm automatically entitled to a moratorium. That's not the case. And bearing in mind, a moratorium sounds great. If you have no work and no job and you're sitting at home, a moratorium is a necessity for you to survive and get on with life. It's not something that you would want to do voluntarily unless you want to.
But if he's taking a 20% pay cut, well, then clearly that 20% could be his mortgage per month.
Correct.
If you know what I mean?
And that's the question. So the assessment that the bank does in those circumstances where you haven't lost your job, where you've had reduced hours, is they assess whether your income and your expenditure, the gap between the two, still allows you to pay your mortgage.
Right, okay.
That's the assessment they carry out.
So in other words, you'll have to make other cutbacks in your life.
That's the point, to a level. Yeah. They agree a level and then you must pay the balance.
Right, okay. Somebody else says, I'm already in arrears of my mortgage and now I've lost my job. I was on interest only for the last 5 years. I now can't afford the interest only. What can I do?
David@mortgageholders.ie. They very well may need an insolvency arrangement. One of the benefits, I'm predicting, and I could be completely wrong, but and I might come back to it with my tail between my legs, but I'll say it anyway. One of the benefits for people in mortgage arrears and who've been in difficulty and who've been in borderline cases, exactly like the person you just mentioned, with property prices, if they come down a bit, the insolvency legislation is good legislation. The insolvency system is crap. But the insolvency legislation that's good legislation has one provision in it that caused a lot of people difficulty for the last number of years, which was a mortgage can only be written down to the open market value of your house. If property prices come down, the opportunity for personal insolvency arrangements becomes exceptionally greater for those people. So there could be a great opportunity. And that last person, it's David Morgan, told us that they need to see our personal insolvency practitioner and they need to put in place some permanent thing. But it's important to mention, Niall, no legal proceedings are going to issue. No legal proceedings are going to continue for the next 3 months. That person will be worse off financially. But if you can't pay your bill, you're no worse off.
Okay, I'm assuming he says, I'm on a tracker mortgage. Will I lose this if I don't pay for the next 3 months?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, so another person says, hi.
Some things in life are sacrosanct.
Right, okay. the banks, to be honest with you, the banks will be very cautious about what they do with tracker mortgages after the last experience.
They got a spanking the last time.
Okay, so he says, hi, we're after applying for our mortgage to build and we're only days away from hearing back, according to our mortgage broker. I'm just wondering if he thinks we might get turned down as a result of COVID-19.
No, most banks are still in business. I had a conversation with AIB this morning about a loan application we have at iCare Housing in this morning. Most banks are still, if your personal circumstances haven't changed and there's no great exposure to them, which really is your employment hasn't changed, there's no reason why that shouldn't proceed. I do think things will be different. I do think, but things that are in an advanced stage, to be fair to the banks, they are trying to progress them and trying to keep them moving.
Okay.
Business
as usual to some extent. Okay.
Once your income hasn't been affected.
Okay, this might be not a question for you, but more for the Minister for Social Welfare. He says, I've just taken a 40% pay cut in work, but I'm doing the same hours. Am I entitled to anything from the government? I don't think that's really a question for you, David. It's more for
I don't think so, but no, it's worthwhile having a look. Citizen Information have a very good website.
Yeah, I think, by the way, for that person, if I was that person, I would apply for the COVID payment, because as long as you've taken more of it, more than a €350 hit per week, I would advise the person to apply for the COVID-19 payment, because in relation to the COVID-19 payment, 14,000 people have been rejected, but based on the fact that they were already claiming benefits. So I would say that they're probably not rejecting too many of those applications.
The COVID payment is designed to protect people like that. Now, there is a thing, if you're taking a 40% hit and doing the same hours, the actual COVID payment allows an employer
to claim 70%.
I'm doing it with my ambulance company, allows the employer apply for 70%, up to a maximum of 410. So that person falls into that category while they're still working. So there's no need for COVID payment. The employers should be looking for the subsidy.
Yeah, up to 410. To 410 a week. All right. Another question. I'm a taxi driver, not working at the moment, and there is no business. I am privately renting. Could you please tell me my rights? Well, okay, that's a different question. Again, that's really not for you, I suppose. The person says,
But Threshold are up and running and have all those answers there. And again,
this is in relation to renting or mortgage.
To renting.
Yeah. Okay.
Most important thing to remember is, nothing is going to happen for the next 3 months by way of evictions or proceedings as a tenant or as a mortgage holder.
All right, okay. All right, okay, so don't get yourself worked up about it. Yeah, don't worry.
Don't be getting panicking.
Okay. My bank only offering 3 months break. We are okay for April. I am just worried that after my husband on 410 per week and I am on full pay for April, after that I will be on 410. Also, should I do it now or wait?
Wait, because you need evidence of what your income is. The bank will not take you at your word. A bank has an obsessive compulsive disorder of not believing its customers. They've done it for 20 years. They continue to do it. And part of the reason they screwed up in the first place, and including with the tracker stuff, they're inherently suspicious about people. So telling them what's going to happen next month, they don't believe in predictions.
Right,
wait until you've got
your wait till you're
your
in
evidence,
the position. All right,
then
okay.
They apply.
All right, another person says, what happens with student accommodation that was paid in full? Can they be refunded?
A big issue and unresolved.
Right, okay, so
there's
no answer from the government to that.
No answers.
Okay, rang my mortgage company twice. Both times the girls I spoke to said they didn't know what was going on, but to put a freeze on my payment and they would be in touch. Haven't heard a word back as of yet. What do I do now? My payments are due tomorrow.
Yeah, ring them back. I think, as you said at the very start, Niall, many people at the very start of this, the banks and staff weren't up to speed of what was going on. That has improved over the last 2 weeks. And many people will have just been put on a freeze and they'll be getting a phone back. But so do ring them back. They're probably in better shape now to take the query and deal with it.
Okay, just wondering, is AIB freezing mortgage during this duration? Are they doing so without any penalties, increased payments or interest after it?
So the answer to the first part of the question is yes. And the answer to the second part of the question is no. So there's no increased penalties, but you are going to pay the interest and capital that you missed out on for the 3 months.
Yeah, you'll recapitalise.
You recapitalise it for the duration of your loan in month 4, unless things change, or it'd be added on to the end. So there's no free lunch with a bank.
Okay, so depending on your age category, by the way, as well, if you go over the age of 70, of course, they can't add on years, so they'll have to recapitalise. You will end up paying a little bit more on your mortgage every month.
Yes.
Okay. The person says, hi, we're after applying for our mortgage to Bill. Oh, yeah, I've had that one already. Okay. And we see, oh, there's a lot of questions here for you, David. I'm already in arrears in my mortgage. Had that one. I've been on reduced to a two-day week. I've contacted my mortgage company and they said they'll be sending me a statement of means. Something similar there a few minutes ago. The statement of means, of course, only applies, as you said.
But if anybody needs help with filling out the financial statement, they can contact us at mortgageholders.ie. MABS is still open and many of the personal insolvency practitioners are still operating. So as I say, not everyone, everyone's doing things differently, but the same help that was available is still available. So nobody should be panicking with this stuff. And not many people, you know, it's a tricky thing to fill out a financial statement in the detail that some of the banks require. It's unnecessarily complicated. Especially in these circumstances, the central bank should have intervened and dealt with this. So don't be panicking. There's help available to complete this stuff.
Yeah, and you know that kind of line that you get from your... as soon as you ring up a mortgage company and say you're in a bit of a problem, they throw the line at you. By the way, can we remind you that you're in danger of losing your home, blah, 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 blah. You still have to accept that line, don't you?
Yeah.
Because it's in a recording.
Just take a deep breath.
All right. My landlord, by the way, says there's nothing he can do about the government decisions and told me that I have to pay my rent even though I've lost my job.
Yeah, but you can't pay rent, you can't pay rent. Like, some of these questions will answer themselves naturally, where you can't get blood from the stone. That was one of the problems during the crisis that many landlords and indeed many banks should have understood clear. You cannot get blood from a stone. Miracles, we're not in the business of doing water and wine, so the landlord there is going to have to just swing and we'll hope for the best in 3 months' time.
And somebody else wants to know, does that apply to commercial rent as well?
Yeah, commercial rent, you need to go back to your landlord and you need to ask them for the same moratorium that they have availability to avail of at the bank. Just be mindful, to be fair to some landlords, some don't have mortgages. So that's not to say they shouldn't be in a position to be able to pass on the same moratorium, but some people have owned their properties outright.
Right, okay. A lot of people are concerned, by the way, that it could go on more than 3 months, but of course we have to wait for an announcement for the government, or obviously PASCA will have to have another meeting with the banks if indeed this does go on.
Well, the central bank have a key role here, and I'm disappointed that the consumer... Don't forget, the central bank has two functions in life. One is to protect the banks and the prudential nature of the banks and the state, but also they have a statutory responsibility for consumer protection. In the interest of consumer protection, and based on the numbers of people contacting the banks and the extra distress added on to people trying to get through, they should have dispensed some of these silly rules for the next 3 months.
Yeah, and somebody else mentions RAS payments by county council to landlords. Are they affected by this? So if you're on a RAS, you know, if you're paying to a RAS
scheme? No, the landlord, the local authorities are fully functioning, fully operating.
All right, so what happens if you have to pay your local authority payment? I suppose if you're on a local authority payment, you were probably on a social welfare benefit in the first place anyway. So
and it means if you're on a social welfare benefit or you're on a rent allowance and you're paying on a means tested with your local authority, if your income has dropped, your rent drops and you just reapply.
Yeah, so you need to go to the council and talk to them about that. Well, listen, David, it's been wonderful talking to you and I'm sure that's answered a lot of questions for some people. By the way, if you want more information, can I give out your 1-800 number here? That's okay.
Yeah, 1-800-988-977 and david@mortgageholders.ie is my personal email address, and mortgageholders.ie, they can email through on that.
All right, so it's 1-800-988-977. Nice, easy number to remember. It's 1-800-988-977 if you want to give David a quick ring or you want to get some advice on any questions that you might have or any problems that you might have in paying your mortgage. Listen, and that applies all year round, by the way, not just to COVID-19. Listen, David, thank you very much indeed for taking the
call.
Anytime. All right.
Thanks.
Cheers. By the way, there's David Hall, CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation. Basically, I suppose the main thing that he was saying there, the thrust of what he was saying is, don't panic. Because nobody's going to be evicted, nobody's going to be chucked out of their house. There'll be no court cases in relation to evictions within the next 3 months anyway, for sure. So don't panic. You have a bit of time to get things sorted out. And somebody else, by the way, mentioned as well that a payment had come out of their account. I reckon you need to get onto your bank in relation to that. If you'd already made an arrangement and they took a mortgage payment, I would get back to them and say, listen, you need to give that back to me again. We made an agreement. There was an agreement by the government. I need to get that mortgage payment back. I've other bills to pay and I think they should have to honour that. Okay, loads and loads of different people, by the way, affected. Of course, everybody is being affected by this, particularly those people who have lost their jobs and obviously are in a very difficult situation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.